Hello, and welcome to Prusa Live 27. I'm Matt Stoltz, and with me is Mikola Sousa and Joseph Prusa. We're super happy to have you guys here today. We're also going to be joined by Photosmint, amazing model designer that most of you probably know already. So we've got a great show. Looking forward to it. Let's hop in with our picks of the week, Prusa Printers Picks of the Week. What did you guys download and print from Prusa Printers this week?
Should I start? You will start?
Yeah, go for it, Joe.
So I have this wonderful bust of Hellboy from our boy for this mint.
Nice.
Keeping it in the theme of our guest tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, and awesome.
I always loved Hellboy.
You did?
Yeah. I love the movies. And
The newest movies kind of...
Yeah, I agree.
But, yeah, the original two were fantastic. And so
yeah, Ron, the original one is
Ron Perlman is a legend.
And yeah, I actually met him here at Prague Comic Con. We were sponsoring it, and we had dinner.
Nice.
That's cool guy. Oh, wow, that's super cool. You did just, like, go and get an autograph sign. Like, you went and had a dinner with Ron Perlman. Like, next level, of course.
Yeah.
Like, Joe's got to, like, drop it. Like, all right, what do you have, Mickey?
I have a... Remember my article about flutes? So, apparently... Yeah. I don't know if that, inspired Cisco, but I have a slide flute. If you're... we had lollipops that...
Yeah.
That included those.
Whistle pop.
Is it loud? Good.
I mean, a little bit. This... I would, like, one thing, if people are gonna print it, I would scale this down by maybe 1%. I had to send it down quite a bit, but yeah. I mean, terrible smoke on the water. There
yes.
you have it.
There
yeah,
you
as
go.
As I said, it's by Cisco, who we featured on the channel quite a few times. He keeps uploading cool models.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What do you
Very
have,
cool.
Matt?
Is it dual sided, like, or is there something about the grip end?
It's just the
yeah. See, the see thing. The slide part that's in your right hand, like, it has an interesting thing on the bottom that kind of looks like the whistle on the top.
Oh, no.
The other side of the part that's in your hand.
No. It's just
it's handle.
It's a handle.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. So, much like Joe, I went for a Photos print also because it's fun to print something from the guest. So, one of my favorite games ever, just because of the comedy in it, and probably my favorite character ever from a game is Murray, the cursed skull from Curse of Monkey Island. And I decided a gold Murray skull, an Oh My Gold Murray skull, would be perfect. So this is the Photos Murray the Demonic Skull from Monkey Island.
Nice.
Printed on the mini.
Yeah, so we have both the skull and the Hellboy on Prusa printers, if anybody wants to print it. I will paste the links in the chat in the meantime. All right.
So, fantastic. Well, let's move on to our news section. Just a reminder, not necessarily news, but the Timekeepers contest is going right now. So it's your chance to win not one, but potentially two. Well, you wouldn't win two, but two people will win. Minis. Yeah, mini kits.
Mini plus.
Yeah. So one is for the most kind of engineering complicated model, since we're talking clocks and things. And the other is for the kind of prettiest, you know, designer model side of things. So we're super excited about that. There are already some incredible entries in, which is impressive with that it's only been 2 weeks, some of the stuff that's in there. So it's going to be very exciting to see what comes as we continue on because, yeah, there's a couple of these that I definitely will be printing.
Yeah, I think the more complicated ones will come just by the end.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll take some more time to kind of work in, but I've been impressed with the stuff that's already there, which is really great. So get your entries in. Contest ends on the 27th, I do believe. So yeah, that'd be great. So you, Mickey, added something to the title here, and it's been stirring up a lot of questions, which is, what in the world is Prusa Academy?
Yeah, what is it? So, like many projects, we often keep working on something for months and sometimes years before it's possible to show
this,
it.
This is from Karlin.
Really?
We were working, yes.
Like,
yes.
You had the like initial idea of,
yes,
hey, you,
yes,
want to do
but
it.
We were not able to get the people for it. So
right.
As the team grew, we finally were able to get something out.
And it's actually something that if you bought an original Prusa iFrameWorks 3S Plus, the assembled one, in the past 2 or 3 months, you got access to automatically. But yeah, you get an email, but many people, I think, just miss the email. They don't notice it. So that's one of the reasons why we want to show it today. So yeah, why don't I actually do that right now? So in a nutshell, it includes just one course, and that's just the full guide for the Mark III. But yeah, we are working on another course for the Mini, and there will be more courses, and it's not necessarily going to be just about assembling and, you know, using your 3D printer.
Yeah, this first one is here in Czechia, in Prague. When you bought the full assembled one, you got like a 1 day crash course in the price. So we decided that during the pandemic we will make it online, and that is the first course on the academy. So
yeah, if I just open it. So if you ever bought a course like this on I can't remember any of the sites, but like Udemy or sites like this. So it's kind of similar, where you have multiple chapters, you have a tracker of your progress, and this course, to be specific, takes you through the whole process of you just getting the box with your printer, all the way to you modeling and printing with your machine. So
yeah. It takes like 3 hours to go through it properly, so it is not like a quick thing.
Yeah, it definitely takes some time. It's very nice that, for example, if we go into slicing, like there are videos all over the place that, you know, really it takes you step by step how to go through the configuration wizard, always at the end you just can go to the next chapter. And here it shows you how to import a model, and it really is. If you give someone a 3D printer and you put him in front of a computer and you give him this quiz, you don't have to teach him anything. Basically, he will learn everything.
Yes,
himself.
And while a lot of this content is already like in the manual, you know, different people kind of interact with education in different ways, and I think this is a great option for people that need or desire the video content and need a little bit more interactive education to kind of like get them going. And
it is a nice walkthrough, not just a wall of text.
And you know, kind of to your point, Mickey, of like, this is a, you know, you get someone a printer and give this to them, and you know, you don't have to go through. A lot of makerspaces require some kind of like education for you to get started on things like that. And so I think this is another kind of like, you know, real, especially with the quiz built in, a real, you know, great option for makerspaces who, you know, are already kind of thinking about our machines and how they might fit into their space.
Yes.
You know, this is taking care of the education side too, and people can self-test and things like that. So,
yeah, you mentioned quizzes, and yeah, that's right. There's like a short quiz at the end of each chapter, so we can take a look at how that looks. So, stepper motors have the following function, and you can see that one or more correct answers: load filament, move print bed back and forth, move extruder left and right, and yes, it turns the thread rod. So in this case, the, like, even though it's simple questions, you really have to read them quite carefully because
imagine these, for us it's easy, but imagine you have to really read through the text and understand how it's going to be able to answer this.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, like for example this one, filament slightly leaks from the nozzle. It means, and yeah, like for a newbie this could be really tricky, but it's completely normal, so that is the correct answer. And yeah, you can go through all of these. I have one that's that I think is quite funny. Oh boy, which one was it? I think it was here. And it was the last question. Joe already knows where I'm going, so yeah. One of the questions in the quiz is which one of these guys is Joseph Rusha anyway? So I mean, you know, for a newbie it might be hard. For us it's really easy. We of course know that it's this guy. Yeah. Oh, he got it wrong? What? How could that happen?
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I already saw a question if it is just for assembled in the near future. We are now collecting feedback, and it is like it is for the assembled in the near future. Oh, there was a loud car coming around. next one will be Mini, because that goes into a lot of universities, and then we will be doing it for all of the you know variations. And I would say it is a very nice added value because, you know, it is not just like a 10-minute video. Like, actually, a lot of the courses on the paid websites are just kind of quick.
Yeah.
So this is substantial.
Yeah, it's definitely like a lot of effort went into this. So, again, if you bought an assembled Mark III, just check your email in the past like 3 months. If you want to like check this out, if you email us at academy@prusha3d.com, let's say for till the 10th, you get a special sneak peek because you're watching Prusha live. So if you want access, just send us your email there. We can open it for you, but we will see. We will keep working on this and maybe open it more in the future for more people.
Yeah, and I'm very happy about the platform. We developed it in-house because, again, as nothing was quite right from what was available, and the same team who did the assembly instruction system and stuff like that made this. So I'm very happy to do like a more modeling tutorials and how to design for 3D printing and all this sort of jazz.
It does feature Blender, so that's a check from me.
Very cool. That's awesome. I think really useful option out there for people. And it'll be interesting to see kind of where we take it next and where we go with it. I definitely have some ideas in there too.
Yeah.
Great.
We have some more little like news about firmwares as we usually do. So if you follow our Twitter, you may have noticed that 4.3.2 release candidate 1 for the Mini has been released. The really main things there are the new USB driver. So if you had problems with some USB flash drives, the new USB driver should fix that. And the other thing is, if you're using a print host such as Octoprint and your filament sensor was not working, that's now fixed. So it's a release candidate. The devs are collecting feedback. So far it looks really stable, but yeah, you can try it out if you're interested in that.
Yes.
And 8-bit firmware, the released 3.10. Yeah, I mean, that was a final release. It seems to be stable. We have like one report of some weird ANSI board.
Yeah,
but
something. The worst bugs are, which are unrepeatable.
Yeah, so.
So
yeah.
We are getting one printer back, but other than that, it's...
Seems to be weird case, like most likely hardware. But we'll see. Yeah. So if you were waiting a little bit with the update, I think it's safe to say that it's safe to update now.
Yeah, fantastic. And we have also a new item in our store.
That's true.
So we had a guest on a while back, Pooch from Repbox, and actually during the show, a lot of you probably heard us talking about, like, wouldn't it be nice to have Repboxes in the Prusa store? Yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah, it's now a thing.
Yeah, so if you want to get the special branded Prusa Repbox, it's now on our store. I guess this is especially nice for everyone from the EU, or, you know, but basically not from the States, because the shipping is kind of substantial from the States, so...
Now, I do know that some people were kind of questioning about the price on it. And, you know, one thing that is very important to note here is this isn't just the bare rep box. This has all the additions on it. So it has the wall hanging unit. It has the ceiling unit. It has the humidity detector, everything. So this is the full shebang. So,
Still, Mikolas is not doing it a favor, because when we are accessing the shop from European Union, it is showing the VAT
included.
That means the DPH.
Yeah.
So it's $299 without VAT.
Yeah.
And
here we are used to showing the price with the VAT. So that's why it looks even more expensive. So if you're interested in that, that's
before we go back.
Yeah.
I can see that the academy email is not working.
So it's .cz, academy@prusafreed.cz. It's now Jakub Kmošek, who is actually one of the main authors of the quiz that we just of the course that we looked at, pasted the email in the chat. So it's probably just easiest to copy it from the chat right now.
Yes. And now I think we can go to our guest.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So let's go ahead and bring in Fotis, our guest for the week. For those of you that don't know Fotis, Fotis is another great designer that we love featuring on here.
Hi.
Who has uploaded prints up to Prusa Printers.
Hello, everyone.
And makes a lot of, as we've kind of shown off, a lot of pop culture models.
We have Joe Cash in the chat, and he says, "Bring in the Greek." So, so we have. Hey, Fotis, how's it going?
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for the invitation here. It's an honor. And well, I'm a little woozy today. I had my vaccine earlier, so I'm a little feverish. But we will make
Congratulations.
it.
Well,
thank you.
Nice
we'll
that you
take
got
it.
It.
Easy on you.
Yeah,
don't make me faint yet.
We will be nice to you.
Thank you.
I mean, it is good that it is rolling out throughout the Europe.
So, like I say, you tend to make a lot of different, like, pop culture models. Joe showed off your Hellboy model. I showed off your Manny the skull model. What inspires you? What gets you to decide to design something?
Honestly, it's the things I like. That's how it's easy to say. I mean, it's the things we like, we grew up with. And of course, I also have lots of suggestions from my community in Discord.
Yeah.
I have people suggesting lots of models all the time. And some of them have very, very good ideas. And I can't, I like them and I make them. It's good to make, it's good to always make the things you actually enjoy and not just make them because they're a trend. I have done this mistake in the past and I regret it now. But I also want to go a little more back to the past. I mean, make a little models like Grim Fandango, for example.
Right.
I mean, stuff like that nobody makes anymore. Well, some people make, but not too many.
Yeah, very little.
And it's always good to make things that, things we grew up with. You know, the younger generations don't know most of these things, like Monkey Island. But we spent hundreds of hours on Monkey Island games.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of a tribute to those wonderful games.
Yeah, if you haven't played Monkey Island, I highly suggest it. It's a ton of fun. It's just the humor is great. And so is Grim Fandango.
Yeah,
also.
Grim Fandango too.
Yeah, which are, they're both LucasArts games. Yeah. Of the same general style. And so, yeah. Very, very fun times. And would hold, I think would hold up very well still today. And so I was looking at it, and it might be possible to play some of those on your Android devices. So
I think Monkey Islands are remastered and you can play it on iPad, but
yes. Yes.
Don't quote me on that.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, they have it. They done it again. And from all of them, Curse of Monkey Island, number 3, I mean, that one is my favorite. I mean, it's so cartoony. It's so fun. It has wonderful humor in it.
Apparently, and there's a remaster of Grim Fandango as well.
Wow. Yeah.
Nice.
Wasn't aware.
Nice. Yeah, and I love that you kind of go back. You know, you've got Duke Nukem out there. You've got Grim Fandango. You know, the Monkey Island stuff. How do you pick those old things? Like, there's such a breadth of material out there. Like, how do you stop yourself from going crazy and just like trying to model everything?
Well, when you have, you know, I have a Patreon page for 2 years now. You also try to keep everybody happy. You know, I mean, I could only make stuff that I only like, but you sometimes have to go a little more trendy, a little more superhero. Like, you know, people love these models. Well, I love them too. You know, for example, I don't usually make something when it comes out. I have done it in the past, but how could I resist Vision a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a nice thing to make. It's a good character. The details would be amazing to make. I had so much fun making that thing, and everybody's happy, you know. Sometimes I make things that make me happy. Well, most of the time make things that make me happy, but sometimes you need to also make everybody happy, because yeah, people are there for you and you have to give them things that they like also.
Yeah, now you were talking about details, and you know, I think that ties into something we were talking about even before the show. Like, you showed us a zoomed in version of one of your models, and it's really impressive the amount of detail that you actually put in that, you know, most of us would never end up seeing on, definitely on an FDM machine, but you know, in a lot of 3D printing. Would you be able to show some of those zoomed in models?
Like yes, just give me a second. I can give you. Yeah. Well, this is Thanos I made previous month. Well, this is a thing I always had this conversation with and with other artists, because you know, the past 2 years we were only mostly designing for FDM, right? Because the amount of people having FDM machines were a little, were not too many. But recently we see that the market is very, it's almost 50-50 now. I see it from people that print resin lots of all the time. So you have to go a little more, you know, deeper with the details. I mean, as you can see here, look at Joe, for example.
Oh my God. You made this arcalped in like...
I could lose a few pounds.
This is another point that I was going to bring up later. So this Joe model was made for Joe's birthday, and
like 4 hours or something. What? Crazy.
How quickly did you design this?
I don't know the story, so please
the story share. The story of this model was you know, Matt made the group, the Twitter group for Joe's birthday, and we were all there and talking, and said, well, oh, we were going to print this or that or that. And I said, well, I'm not going to announce it, but I will try making something to give here in the group. So it was, I remember it was 10 in the morning. So I just sit down and say, I'm going to make a bust. So at around 2, it was ready. I sent it. I mean, in 4 hours, that bust happened.
How?
But, you know,
it was, yeah.
It was luck.
I mean, did you start with Seth Rogen?
Just slightly modify it here and there, and you're basically done.
No, it was honestly, likeness sometimes is luck, is pure luck. I mean, I could, in another day, I could try to make Joe for 2 days, and it couldn't, you know, happen because for a factor of reasons of my brain, or it's just a bad day. But that day, I mean, from the first 5 minutes, Joe happened. And I was like, yeah, okay, we will continue that.
Yeah, it was totally astounding, because when we kind of put together the group, I was like, okay, you know, let's just pick from some of the models that are already out there, like you say, because I was like, there's no way we have time to design something new and something special for this, and then, you know, still have time for people to print it and everything else. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're like, I designed this. And it was just like, whoa, where did that come from?
I didn't expect it either.
Yeah, it was very impressive.
It was funny. Honestly, it was really funny.
So yeah. you kind of are, I mean, those who know ZBrush already recognize that that's what you're using. You also have it on your shirt.
Of course. I'm a zombie.
So you okay. you are a pure ZBrush sculptor.
You can call me fanboy. Yeah? I don't mind.
I mean, that's okay. I mean, you know, I like Blender, but I can respect that ZBrush really is the industry standard for sculpting. How do you make those like super tiny details, like the pores on Thanos' face? Is that like some kind of stem brush or something like that that you?
You can make. You can make a pores in a million ways. I mean, even in ZBrush, it has some preset alphas, like it's little dots that you can just apply on another brush, and you can just start doing that, and it will look like pores. It's not a brush pore, but you can make whatever brush you want. That's the good thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the wrinkles. I mean, there are preset brushes that have this kind of alpha that looks like that. So if you use it like a spray, it spreads on the face and it looks like an actual face. I mean, there are tricks you can do. I mean, you don't have to go get brushes or buy brushes. You can make your brushes yourself, and that's a very cool thing to do. I mean, sometimes I see completely different results just by changing from spray to simple brush or something like that. It has a randomness, and the randomness look real. It doesn't look fake at all, the skin. But since you spoke about Blender, I mean, yeah, okay, I'm a fanboy, but Blender is such a great software, okay? I really don't have the time right now to sit down and learn Blender, but it's a Swiss key. I mean, it has everything. It has render engine. You can do hard surfacing. You can do sculpting. Well, it needs to catch up in sculpting a bit, because I tried it and, well, I'm used to ZBrush controls, so it's very hard for me now to switch to something else. So I don't understand how people sculpt in Blender. But if I started from scratch, maybe. Why not? It's a great software.
Yeah. Have you given ZBrush Core the kind of like low cost or free version a try to see? Okay.
No, yeah, I bought ZBrush even before the subscription model. But ZBrush Core has some limitations that don't help me, like the polygon counts or other things that I use anyway. But for someone that starts, I think it has all the tools you need to start.
Yeah, that's where I was really going with it. Was did you feel it was there for someone who wants to get started in ZBrush but doesn't want to put in the investment in case they don't, you know, they don't like the interface or the thing. So, and it sounds like
the thing with the interface with ZBrush. I mean, everybody that quit ZBrush, says it was too difficult or too messy or too weird or anything. But my suggestion and my advice would be, I mean, to give it a little more time, because once you get used to these controls, it's the best controls. Work too fast with these controls once you get used to them. And that's the magic of it.
And it's the same kind of idea for Blender too. Like most people who get started in Blender just like want to punch themselves in the face. but then the people who persist past that point, like Mickey, all of a sudden become these giant Blender fanboys because they've mastered that side of things.
To be fair, like Blender, I don't think before it was the case of you, like it's genius UI, you just didn't notice it. It was just like, it was bad. They've reworked it since, so I think right now there are actually like buttons that you can click on the interface. You don't have to learn shortcuts for literally every function, so it's much better now. But ZBrush can be very intimidating if you open it for the first time. But like it is with most very specialized software, like ZBrush is made purely for sculpting from the start to end, so the interface reflects that.
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's three buttons. Control-Alt-Shift. If you learn how to use Control-Alt-Shift in ZBrush, you're there. You don't need to. You don't have to do anything else. You're too fast after you learn how to work these three fingers here.
Oh my God! I can see the muscle memory.
so that's moving, like subtracting. What's the third thing? Like rotating or so?
When you click Alt and click on screen. And then release Alt, you can go zoom in, zoom out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For example, if you click on an empty space and just move it with your wagon, it rotates like usual. Yeah. But there are combinations that can, delete parts from it, hide things from it. I mean, honestly, after lots of practice, it's like breathing. You don't even think. You just do things. It's very fast. It's very fast.
Yeah, I have a friend who's a professional toy designer, and he's all ZBrush all day. And yeah, watching him just zoom around and what he does, like you say, muscle memory, everything else is just incredible. And I assume from a statement that you made that it's the same thing. You use a tablet as part of your interface too.
Yes, I use a tablet. Well, I also used to work with a pen monitor, but because of my wrist problem, pen monitor was the reason that my wrist got worse, because I had a funny stance while I was doing it. I wasn't exactly correct. It was kind of my fault, not the tablet, of course. And because I wasn't my elbow wasn't in a stationary place, and I was kind of midair, this thing here got completely ruined for a couple of months.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, and now I'm back to a tablet, and I'm fine with it. It doesn't have to be a monitor anyway. But I also want to use Space Mouse now, because ZBrush now supports Space Mouse.
Hmm.
Yeah, and that was going to be another question: are there any go-to tools other than your tablet and ZBrush that you use in your designs? And a Space Mouse sounds like something you're looking to add.
Yes, I will definitely add the Space Mouse, because sometimes you just want to achieve an angle to look or to work with, and just having it there to help you without even, you don't have to use it all the time, just the times that you need to work with it, it's a very good help. And also it works with other software too, it works with Fusion. Fusion Slicer.
I guess you also need a pretty beefy PC.
Yes. You need the CPU and RAM as much as you can.
How much you need RAM lots do you of have?
Right now, on this one, I have 64 gigs, but I want to go 128. Well, it's an overkill.
I mean, you can just download more RAM.
Anyway, I will go 128, but it's an overkill. 64 is fine.
Can you buy RAM easily these days, or is
RAM is still fine?
Please don't make a crypto which you mine on RAM.
please no. It's so bad. I can't get any GPUs. It's yeah, it's terrible. Yeah.
You can find RAM right now, but it's also expensive. Okay. So yeah, it's very weird.
Do you have anything you're working on that you'd like to show us? Any models in progress, or I don't know, anything you're working on?
Honestly, no, because I have started two models yesterday and they're very early stages.
Okay.
I will have to show in 3 days if you want to have me again. It's just base mess.
You should rest a couple of days, you know.
Yeah, that's another thing. After the vaccine shot, you might.
Yes.
I will try.
Productivity might go down. So what Mickey is showing right now is some of the models that you have available through your Patreon. But you also have a bunch of models up on PrusaPrinters. And I believe you have a new model on PrusaPrinters now, right?
Yes. I just uploaded it. I mean, it's my gift for today for everybody. It's the Black Noir model from The Boys. And
Ooh, nice.
You can all have it now. It's up on PrusaPrinters and it will stay there.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Oh, man. Thank you for the invite.
Love the boys.
We love having you. Yeah, The Boys was great.
And if I remember correctly, it's a support free one, this one. So it will not be lots of hustle sprint.
Wonderful. Oh, 80 megs.
Yeah, with your models, we actually get a little pop-up that the model is quite large, and it asks the user if they actually want to preview it.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised.
Yeah, it has some textures. Yeah, it has.
I'm surprised that the browser viewer is able to preview it so smoothly on my. I'm like screen sharing from my laptop, which is like Ultrabook without any graphics except the one on the CPU. So
honestly, it loads the viewer in PrusaPrinters loads very fast compared to other viewers I've seen.
I know. Yeah, we spent quite some time with it before.
Yeah.
We got it right, and it will get an update soon.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I mean, just even looking at the texture and the fabric there, and the added wrinkles, and it's impressive.
I mean, if you scroll back to the neck, there's a tension in the fabric.
Yeah, that's very nice.
I can't imagine how you do that without like fabric simulation or something, like pulling on it.
This was before the ZBrush Dynamics, so I didn't use Dynamics there.
But this is the part where it's awesome that, like, there's both Blender and ZBrush and not just one, because this is exactly the kind of feature that exists because there's competition. Like, in this case, because Blender was kind of, you know, not so great at sculpting, but it had cloth simulation, they added a brush that runs the simulation basically on the background, so it actually simulates the cloth. And when ZBrush saw that, they were like, oh, so they now have it, we should add that, we are the best sculpting software. So this is awesome that they are now like competing a little bit, and they are both pushing each other to be the best software.
Competition is a great thing.
Yeah.
So are you using like live reference if you are doing something like this with the fabric, like you get a t-shirt and a balloon and try to pull on it or something?
Yeah, watching at real life images as a reference is the best way to start learning how to make fabrics, because after a while you just remember what you did the last time, so the fabrics will make sense the second or third or fifth time. But you know, a mistake we always do is try to find references of other people's models, maybe, when we could just look at reality, right?
Right.
I mean, you can just look reality and see how a fabric works and start making fabric. I need lots of work yet on fabrics, because fabrics, I mean, I'm jealous of Eastman's fabrics. I mean, you look at Eastman's fabrics and you think they're real.
David is, he's also a top-notch designer.
David is, he's great. You can always, yeah, you can always improve on anything you're trying to do. I mean, me personally, for myself, I believe I am at 2%. I just started.
That's you just judging yourself too harshly.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. If you have a look, we are in a very small our ecosystem, you know, 3D printing, and we are not too many artists. I mean, if you look outside that, I'm an ant. I'm nothing. I suck. Stop. I completely suck.
Stop
yeah,
it.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
I will show you my sculpting if you want to feel like better about yourself.
Oh, yes.
I will sculpt a nice potato. And yeah.
With antennas. Nicholas, I saw one of your models, like a spooky guy, was it?
Yeah, like a skeleton.
Nice.
Yeah, but... like
the one with the bike?
Yeah, but I spent like 2 weeks on that, and a photo is made yourself in 4 hours, so you know, and I didn't
not
have to.
Luck.
Well, the good thing is if he thinks he's at 2%, it means that we have some amazing models coming
That's
in the
true.
Future because
I hope so.
Yeah, and the key is we just have to continue making more amazing machines that are able to show off those models, and so you know, it's a challenge to everyone. So. It has been great having you on the show. It is super cool to see your work and see everything that you're doing. But we would normally say goodbye right now, but we actually have a bunch of questions for you from the audience themselves. So I think what we're going to do is continue on to our Prusa Live contest as normal, but keep you on and do some Q&A from the audience in our normal Q&A section also. So
sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Mickey. What do we have for our Prusa Live Show Us Your Prints contest this week?
So I'm just pulling the number 3. And
fantastic. Just a reminder to everyone, this is a contest that we don't announce anyplace else. We just talk about it here on Prusa Live. And if you would like to enter, all you have to do is take a picture of your prints still sitting on your print bed or with your machine and post them to Twitter with the hashtag #PoundPrusaLive. And you have the potential to win some spools of filament. So who are winners this week, Mickey?
So on number 3, we have Anzofer, who I believe we already have shown before.
Oh, yeah. Alan has had a few.
So last Prusa Live, Joe had the tiny Mark III as his pick of the week. So what Alan did is he MMU'd it. He made it multicolored and yeah.
Yeah, so I, Very I nice yeah, he went print. He went into Mesh Mixer and took the time to break everything out and do an MMU version, and it came out really great.
I'm sorry, is the LCD printed?
You know, I think so, because there's blue on his white tower, so I do believe it is.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's printed, it's amazing.
I don't see it here, but
we need a slightly rotated angle.
Yeah, but it's definitely printed. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So very nice.
So
it's much cleaner than my print.
Definitely cleaner than mine.
It's very cool. All right. So who's our number 2?
So at number 2 we have a really fun one that even includes a video.
Yeah.
And it's by Edmer Stephen Philho. And it's this marble machine, which, I mean, that's quite a print that must have taken some time to complete. But
the video totally makes it.
Yeah. Oh. I think you could spend quite some time watching this, and it would be very mesmerizing. And
the interesting thing is I'm pretty sure that the marble mazes themselves were already existing marble mazes. And then he made this mechanism, or someone made this mechanism that made it so they'd all tie together and be able to run. Because I'm pretty sure the one on the right I have printed before. And
the one on the right was definitely featured in weekly prints on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, excellent. It's very nifty.
I would never do that.
Yeah, it would be very hard to get other things done and not just sit and watch it.
Yeah, can you do CAD for this?
Basic stuff. I am not an engineer yet.
Yeah.
All right, and going for our winner.
Here we go.
The number one is IndieSam, and it's a wedding gift for his son. And look at this. Ah, it's so good.
Yeah, the box is nifty in and of itself.
But yeah, it's a little paint box with the
right
with the pink.
Oh, wow.
So really, really nice friend. Yeah, I just dig the first picture honestly with all our bronze.
Oh yeah, it's a beautiful beautiful print and a very lovely gift.
Wow!
Congratulations, IndieSam.
Congratulations.
Yes, and also congratulations on the wedding to you and obviously to your son and the new bride.
Right, so those are our winners for this week.
Yeah, very cool. All right, so let's hop into questions. My phone turned off. So we kind of covered a little bit of this, but Techniac, my buddy Jerry, he says, do you ever have a sculpt or character that you pick up and put down often? Like, has there been anything that you just haven't finished or you just keep coming back to tweak that you just isn't quite there?
I think it happened once or twice in 4 years. When I start something, I want to finish it. There might be some times, some things that make it are more difficult, but I will just pause them, do the next one, and then I will instantly go back to that one with a fresh eye. Yeah. And that's what I do. I never abandon something.
Yeah. And his follow-up question to that is, do you have a sculpt that you're most proud of, something that's your favorite?
Oh, everybody knows that. It's the Fawn from Pan's Labyrinth. Because Guillermo del Toro retweeted that.
Oh, oh wow.
The director of the movie.
That's epic.
And
yeah, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
That was my shiny moment, and yeah, it's in this model is here. I can't, you know, whatever I make, this model is gonna be here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it is excellent. Jordan Mad Monkey, he wanted to know what is your most complicated sculpt? He says he already knows the answer, but I should ask anyways.
Well, it's between three. It's Leoric from Diablo, it's Joanna, and Balrog, which I have here, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Balrog was something that took a lot of time to sculpt because it has all its details, the flames, the face, because it was also cut as a bust. I had to sculpt, you know, every single detail that they had as well.
Yeah.
Chop it up so you can... This is FDM, by the way. This is from Prusa.
Yeah.
And it printed very well, even for this size, not that big.
But I was going to say, I think Jordan might have asked that specifically because he won some filament on a Prusa Live for the Balrog print, if I remember correctly. So, yeah.
Don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm
you
not
owe
sure.
me, monkey.
Do you use any other software except ZBrush? Is what Zomi is asking.
I use Keyshot for rendering. ZBrush, of course. Netfab for repairing my models. And when I finish, I just repair, orient. I make them.
Flock.
With proper orientation,
yeah.
So you don't have to orient when you try to print. I use Prusa Slicer, of course, for printing. I use PureRef for image references.
PureRef is amazing.
Yeah, but having more monitors is the best. I mean,
yeah.
If I could have five monitors here, it would be great.
do you prefer more smaller monitors or just one big one?
I prefer lots of 32s.
Good answer.
I have 132 here. I have 127 here, but now I'm moving to new space, so I will have 3 32s. Definitely.
Joe Kasha is killing me in the chat. Who is your most favorite Maltese person?
I don't know how to answer that. It's Joe Kasha, of course.
I was going to say Joe Kasha's wife.
I would say Bella.
Oh yeah, Bella.
Yeah, I should say Bella. Damn it.
Ron the Happy Extruder wants to know, what is your fastest sculpt from sculpting to print?
Joe.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah.
I didn't have any other choice.
The bird.
And Charo Zuck, I think this is actually a really great question. He wants to know what kind of artistic background you have and what inspired you to become a digital sculptor / artist.
Zero. I started when I bought my first printer. The story is I bought a printer and I was printing stuff. And then I thought, well, yeah, okay, you printed stuff. So... And then I started to research and see what I can do. I started with Fusion, and before even Fusion started, I used Inventor and a little bit of SolidWorks. And then I thought that I want to do more organic stuff. So I just jumped in sculpting and never looked back from there. But it's all practice, it's all tutorials, it's all videos, it's all lessons. It's no talent or background or anything. It just work. I practiced well for 4 years. I never stopped. I mean, people that know me know that I never sleep. I just never stop. It's just something changed in me when I started doing that. Yeah. But you don't need to go to school to start doing that. That's, I can guarantee that. I can't sketch. I can't make a smiley face on paper. That's the truth.
That's very impressive.
I mean, it's one of the like nice things that when if we go through your sculpts, we can see the development over time, you know, like.
You can't see nothing here because this is only Patreon. If you go to my manufacturing and see 4 years ago, you will cry. I cry every time I go there, I have it. Some tears.
We have some more general questions. Prusament, PC, carbon fiber. We said it might come out today. It will be most likely next week.
Yeah, it is scheduled for 9/6/21.
Yeah.
So 9th of June.
Yeah, which, yeah, that's...
It's a week from now.
Yeah, that's a week from now. Any interest in us selling 2 kilogram spools?
I think we did.
The
for the PPE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now there is such a shortage of materials that we need to produce many varieties now. So there are fights for PLA on the market. So hopefully this will get better.
What else do we have?
Any chance of BLA plus? I mean, it's BLA plus is kind of depends on what manufacturer calls that, what they mean by that. Yeah, but
I mean, we have to talk the resin, the virgin resin. Data sheet, because I would say there is many different PLA pluses.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the chat. Any update on the Prusa Slicer MMU paint feature alpha beta? So alpha not yet, but. I remember the dev team saying something like that they are
slow. Wojciech is preparing to do a changelog, so
yeah, so, you know, soon, whatever that means. And yeah, any news on the MMU firmware? That's probably like similar answer-ish, like,
yeah,
work in progress, but no updates yet.
Yeah, I had a good question for earlier, which is August 4 on Discord asked if there's any thoughts about or plans on the mini firmware to add a warning if you're trying to print in a different type of filament, like if it knows that you have PETG loaded and you try to print a model that you sliced for PLA, that it would give a warning.
Yeah, we definitely have that on Mark III, and we want to have it on all the printers. Based on what you preheat for.
Well, yeah, I mean, it remembers the filament, but I don't think it doesn't warn you, right?
Oh, really?
No,
right?
I don't think.
Oh.
Yeah, if you slice something for PLA, it will.
Yeah, but well, that is definitely planned.
Yeah.
If it wasn't planned, it's in the plan now.
No,
so.
No, yeah. I know we were speaking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like many things, it falls into the backlog, and it's just a matter of getting to it.
I need to get some rest too.
It's been a busy week for Joe.
Yeah, we are getting some questions about SL1 and stuff like that. We might go back to that in a few episodes.
Yeah. I would be. Watching next couple episodes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We have a great guest for next episode.
Joe will force the developers to do that tonight. Oh, they're not like photos. They can't do that in like 4 hours.
I mean, it is not just about adding features, but we are doing so many hours of testing. Yeah, it is. Every release takes so much time.
Are there any plans for refill Prusamont? When we released Prusamont, we kind of talked about this in the blog post about why we ended up doing the cardboard core and the plastic sides and stuff like that. Like at the time, the refills didn't really work for us because it was just a mess to put it on the spool without risking it just tangling horribly and going bad. But maybe something to check in the future again.
Yes, we might revisit that.
Any chance you guys making another Mystic?
Yeah, Mystics are nice. The green and brown.
I love the Mystic.
Yeah, there's been a lot of requests for that, and I've even put some suggestions out to the filament team, and I think they're looking into it. But right now, there's been lots of concentrations on some of these new filaments.
This is Mystic green.
Oh yes.
I love this filament. It's one of the best filament I've ever used, seriously.
We have one for photos. I don't think we answered this one. Ethan's dad was asking, photos, what is the most requested sculpt that you will never make? Or is there just something that you're not like that people keep asking about and you're just not interested really in sculpting that?
Yeah, like in every live show or something.
Well, everybody knows that I have a baby Yoda that I hate, and they keep asking me to make another one. I'm saying no.
There's been a lot of questions in the comments here asking.
I know. I'm sure.
I mean, you sculpted Joe, so I would think nothing's out of the realm of possibilities. So.
Nothing's out of reach. After Joe, yeah. But yeah, I don't think there's something I completely exclude. Now I don't exclude anything. I just need to like it. That's it.
Yeah, Sven's Mel asked when he can order the XL Friday. We're just not sure which Friday.
So, with that,
that is our show for the week. So thank you, everyone. We appreciate you tuning in, especially thank you, Fotis, for joining us.
Yeah,
thank you for the invitation.
You were a fantastic guest. We can't wait to see more of you guys. Until then, stay safe, keep printing, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Good luck, guys.
Bye.
Bye.